I don't even know if I'm going to play music because this is going to be so wonky and ridiculous.
Oh,
welcome to the Parrothead Podcast.
Are we starting?
I'm Ryan Middledorf. Yeah, we're starting.
Oh, I'm Patrick McDonald. Oh, my goodness. This is your podcast for all things Jimmy Buffett, including what the hell is going on. How are you, Ryan?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
I'm all right. For listeners who can't see us, which is the norm, we are in two different states currently.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So I'm in Colorado. You're in Los Angeles. Like a chump. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm stuck here, man. I got nowhere to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for listeners that have been living under a massive rock, the entire country is on lockdown, essentially.
Can you imagine if this is the first someone's hearing of it?
Well, did you hear what happened with Jared Leto?
No. Oh, yes, that he Jared Leto went on a 12-day meditation retreat, and he came back, and he said the world had changed.
So crazy.
It is so crazy. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this because so much has happened. The last time we saw each other, we were watching Escape to Margaritaville, the musical, an episode we haven't even recorded yet because we can't even speak about it because of all the other stuff that's been happening. But I remember
everything
changed
so quickly.
Yeah, I took a Lime scooter to meet you there. And I remember talking to you about like, it's fine. If I get it, I get it. I used to always even say things like, you know what? I just hope I get it so I can get it over with. And now I'm like, what a fool I was. And I'm saying this fully eating crow here. How insensitive and stupid that was, seeing how insane this virus is. We're talking about COVID-19, of course.
Yes. Well, I remember when we saw Escape to Margaritaville, we saw at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles in Hollywood, probably the dirtiest place in the entire world.
Yes. It was the worst place to be.
I remember thinking, this is not a good spot to be while this is just starting to hit.
It was a bad idea. It was a bad idea to be there. The show was great. That wasn't a bad idea to see it. We had a blast there.
Yes.
But yeah, it was a really weird, it is funny because it's going to be interesting to look. I think by the next weekend, I was in self-quarantine.
I think,
right? That was the last weekend. That was our last normal weekend, quote unquote, until who knows what's going to happen at the end of all this.
Yeah, I think you're right because I remember very specifically that everything started getting scary over the course of like, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. Because I basically started self-quarantining on the following Friday. I was fully in on that Friday. And I went on a big grocery shopping trip at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I got everything I could and then hunkered down. And then by that weekend, everyone was locking up.
Yes. Yeah. I am officially working from home until further notice. Like you said, you left the state, so like let's
so I'm officially
kind of
not
the,
working.
Yes,
my job.
So let's talk about like the timeline of events. So everything started happening. You did your grocery trip, and then when did you make the decision to get out of California completely and go to Colorado?
Okay, so we're talking. This all started on the 13th of March. So I hunkered down on Friday the 13th. Spooky. And then the spookiest Friday the 13th I've ever had, hiding from a virus. It turns out the killer is not in a hockey mask. It is wearing a hockey mask after somebody else who's a carrier wears a hockey mask. I don't know. Please cut all of this.
No.
Oh, God. I'm spiraling out. My parents are watching. No, I'm just kidding. What if they were sitting here silently watching me have half a conversation? okay, so the 13th I hunkered down, and then I spent two full weeks inside because I had the thought that I wanted to come out to Colorado. My parents live out here. We've spoken of this before. I definitely wanted to come, but I was really nervous about being a carrier. So I knew that I had to do at least 2 weeks of quarantine in my house, like really, really, really focusing. I really didn't leave except for maybe a hike every now and then. And there's one potentially illegal activity that I will speak of if you are interested in.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Remember that.
Okay.
I did something illegal that I like to talk about. And then I basically did 2 weeks, and then the 26th, which was 2 days ago or 3 days ago from when we're recording this, I decided to drive out. Because that was my exact 14 days of self-quarantine. So I knew I wouldn't, I had the best chance of not being a carrier when I came to my parents, because my parents are in their late 60s. My dad's a little immunocompromised, so we have to be very careful about that. Since I got here, so I drove out 13 hours straight. I did a straight 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. their
time.
Oh
my God.
I stopped for gas 3 times. I, you know, used hand sanitizer. I also bought like a 12 pack of bottles of isopropyl alcohol.
Okay.
So I've been just like literally pouring it on everything, like a crazy person or like a sane person in current crazy times. Who's to say? We'll never know. So then I did the drive and I came here and I've been disinfecting doorknobs as soon as I touch them and telling my parents that I can't hug them or anything like that. For the past 3 days. And I haven't seen any symptoms in them. It's going to be like have to be another 2 weeks there. But I'm very, very cautious right now of that. I don't feel any symptoms. I have a lot of allergies this season, which is very nerve-wracking. Oh, my God. It makes me so nervous. But we're okay. So that was, So it was a long, it was like a lot of stress for me to think about driving out here and seeing them.
Oh, yeah.
But I really didn't necessarily, you know, I had a roommate in LA. She's super great, but also like just having another person in the house made me nervous because she would, you know, leave and come back and, you know, not anything crazy. She'd go to her parents or whatever, but you never know with this stuff. So that was, it was intense. It's been a little crazy and it was crazy locked up in my room for sure. So what was your process? How was your lockdown?
Yeah, so, I mean, it all started happening probably, like, a week before all of the, you know, like all of the sports teams kind of suspended their seasons and stuff like that, and where everyone really kind of got the sense that this was more of a thing than I think we thought, because my mom and grandmother, they were supposed to come out here for a trip. They were scheduled to get in, I think, on the 12th of March.
Oh, right, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the Saturday before, so on like the 7th, I got a text from my mom, and, you know, my grandmother's 83 years old. Like, she's tough as nails, but, like, you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to risk. And that was about the time where, like, the news started saying, like, it's kind of making its way over here. Like, New York wasn't looking that good. So they said on Saturday, like, they canceled all their plans. You know, they're supposed to fly out in, like, 5 days, and they canceled everything.
Wow.
It's like, well, that sucks, but I get it. And then you know, on I had vacation days at work, so I just kind of took them because, you know, just to have a couple days off.
Right.
But while that was all happening, everybody started locking things down. So I am still in LA. I have been working from home since Friday the 13th. And yeah, like we're going out to, you know, go to the store and, you know, go on like little walks around the neighborhood, but that is it.
It's
it's pretty crazy. I just Googled it, which I shouldn't have done, but there are 1,800 cases in LA County, 32 deaths. It's all terrible.
Wow. Is that from the public health website?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I left, it was 800, and that was 3 or 4 days ago. And it, you know, gosh, LA is different than New York. I have some friends in New York. New York is, I mean, our numbers are going to be completely incorrect because it's exponentially growing. But the last time I checked New York, it was 25,000 cases. Uh-huh. I think it's probably way more now. It's probably 50,000, 60,000 cases right now. And if it isn't now, it will be. But yeah, it's so scary.
And it's
there's another thing that I realized when I came out here is that since there's very few cases out here, but they're obviously going to be growing because this is a very serious pandemic, there is a small town vibe of people that aren't taking it as seriously because they don't have it as bad.
Oh,
I would like to urge everyone in a small town, if you are still doing your activities, you know, just know that no one's immune to this. And it's a really surreal feeling driving 13 hours and thinking this thing is still with me. Like in any other case, if there was an earthquake, if there was a tornado, if there was a tsunami or whatever, and I drove 13 hours, I would be safe from it potentially. But driving 13 hours and then potentially coming right back into this global crisis, that's what really hit me. That it's like I could drive and drive and drive and drive, which usually solves a problem, and it's actually with me the whole time, and it could be with me right now, and I could be the problem.
Oh yeah,
and that was another stress that I could be bringing COVID-19 to a community that hasn't previously had it. So
it's the ultimate the calls coming from inside the house scenario.
Oh my God, absolutely, yeah.
It's so scary. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Glad your family's okay.
Me too. And I'm grateful to all the healthcare workers out there right now. I've been talking to some of them. I've been getting into this thing on Instagram. I don't know if you've heard anything about it, right? I don't know if Olivia's told you Patrick's gone crazy.
you texted me the other day, and I had some suspicions.
Okay, yeah. So I have started. If you follow me on Instagram, it's at Patrick. About a week before the crisis hit and I was self-quarantined, I was planning to do a show. And in this show, I needed a kind of full-size mannequin. And so I ordered this mannequin, and it came on Tuesday, I believe. And then by Friday, I was locked in my house. And I realized that I was locked in my house with a mannequin.
Oh, God.
A very realistic-looking mannequin, a female mannequin. So I started just kind of putting outfits on her and, like, posting it on Instagram, and it slowly devolved into this thing, and I named her Karanda because of Corona. Her name is Karanda, and every day I post like a really intense Instagram stories. I call it the Karanda Chronicles, and we've done all sorts of things.
Oh my God.
I've had brunch. We had a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl inside my apartment. She went on a full road trip with me. And I have somehow gained over 2,000 followers on Instagram because of Karanda. Somehow I got looped into this community of nurses. And all these nurses have been sharing these videos back and forth saying, like, these have made me laugh. This is the only thing that makes me laugh when I'm not at the hospital. And I've been kind of following these nurses. I know, and I feel super grateful for that. I'm not saying what I'm doing is important at all. But seeing what they're doing, that these nurses... I get to see kind of their accounts, and it's truly unbelievable, and it's truly crazy, and it's the ultimate act of selflessness. Some of these nurses who have families who are staying somewhere else during this crisis so they don't give their families the virus, and they're going in every day working this deadly, deadly pandemic. So shout out to everyone in the healthcare industry that's there are soldiers right now. They're currently our soldiers, My heart goes out to them.
I can't even imagine having to deal with that. I mean, you know, like you were saying, you know, feeling like it's always with you, but them knowing that, like, they are face to face with it every single day.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm grateful that there's people that are doing it, and any resources that you have, give it away.
Give it away
as my favorite artist of all time says, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. give it away now. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. This is Pot of Fornication.
Talking.
Okay.
Pot of Fornication. Gross.
That's actually a different podcast. Gross.
So aside from your mannequin videos, what else are you doing to stay sane?
Oh yeah, this is my illegal activity. I did something illegal to stay sane.
Great.
So it's this long walk. I went on this long walk the other day. I wanted to let you know. I was cooped up. I think this was 2 days before I left for Colorado. So I had been in my house consistently for about 12 hours. Okay. It's really hard for me. I've been consistently in my house for about 12 days, and I decided I needed to do something. I kind of hit a wall. And I started walking. I live in Studio City, and I started walking and didn't really stop until I got to the Hollywood Bowl. And I there was nobody at the Hollywood Bowl. There were no cars, no security.
No, it's shut down.
It was shut down, obviously. It's usually shut down, but there's usually security there at night. And I walked around the back, and I noticed there's a little area in the fence where you can kind of scale it and crawl in. So I crawled right under some security cameras. I'm sure they saw me, but I was like, if they see me, they can't come get me because of the coronavirus. And so I ran into the Hollywood Bowl, and I sat in the Hollywood Bowl by myself and listened to music on my iPod or on my iPhone.
That's amazing.
It's completely dark. I was by myself, and I listened to Simon and Garfunkel. I listened to Homeward Bound. And then I got out of there because I got nervous. But it was truly...
That's so great.
I don't recommend anyone doing it. Most of our listeners don't live in LA, which is why I feel comfortable saying this. But it was a very cathartic release to escape to the Hollywood Bowl.
It sounds like it. Did you go on the stage at all?
No, and that's everyone asked me that, and I realized, you know what I did? It's so crazy because I was the only one there, and I could have done anything. And I ran to the very back, and I sat in the very back seats.
Wait, so you snuck into Hollywood Bowl and sat in the cheap seats?
Yes. I snuck into Hollywood Bowl. I was the only one there, and I sat in the nosebleeds, where I always sit, because it was so comforting to me to sit in the nosebleeds. And then somebody was like, did you go on stage? And I was like, oh, I should have gone on stage.
It's so funny how that didn't even cross your mind once when you were in there.
I know. I know. What do you know?
I don't know. God. That's so funny.
What about you, Ryan? What are you doing to stay sane?
Oh, buddy. I've been playing an unsafe amount of Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch.
This is exploding currently, right? Everyone loves the Animal Crossing.
Yes, it is the perfect thing for right now because it is the most adorable little game you've ever played in your life. There's no winning. There's no losing. The worst thing that can happen to you is you can get stung by a bee and your eye gets a little puffy for like half a day.
Really?
So what, yes.
Do you just walk around and kind of talk to people and then like sing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You build this little, so it's called Animal Crossing New Horizons. It came out a couple weeks ago, and you are like the first inhabitant on a deserted island. Very Jimmy Buffett, by the way.
Okay, sounds very Buffett.
Yes, and you are just tasked with growing this this community. So you've got a couple of friends that come along with you when you first get there. So you all set up tents, but after time you can turn those tents into homes and you can visit other islands and bring people with you to your island, and you can collect resources like wood and stones and clay and make little like objects. Like you can make furniture or tools.
Wow.
It's very, very fun. But one of the most fun things, which is why I wanted to bring this up, in the Animal Crossing universe, there is this dog, and I think the dog's name is KK Slider.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm listening.
He's this little white, maybe a bulldog type kind of dog. All of the animals in Animal Crossing, they're all anthropomorphic animals, so they all stand up and talk and stuff like that. But this dog in particular, KK Slider, he's a musician. And in the game, you can buy different KK Slider songs to play on like your stereo or your record player or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And there is one song that I purchased a couple days ago called KK Calypso.
Oh no.
That I really want to play for you.
Oh my God, please play it.
So I am playing this right now. This is from my Switch, so and again, these episodes, however long we're going to do them, all of the audio is just going to be coming from our computer speakers, so bear with us, please.
Please bear with us.
So this one is coming from my Switch. I'm going to turn up the volume right now. Here we go.
Okay.
It's kind of Buffett-y.
Oh, it's very Buffett-y.
And I think it starts over again.
Wow.
So that's it. That's KK Calypso by KK Slider from Animal Crossing.
Ryan, that's a bop.
Oh, yeah.
I like KK Calypso. All right.
KK Calypso is great. I'm really digging it. So every time I walk into my little house on Animal Crossing, it's playing, and it just puts me right at ease.
That's really good.
It's good stuff. And then aside from just binging so much Animal Crossing, which is crazy because Animal Crossing is a game that you cannot win. So there's no like credits or anything like that. You just keep playing until you just get crazy bored with it, which is never going to happen because it's the sweetest, most adorable thing ever.
Yes. That's incredible. So do you, you don't have to pay me real money, do you?
What's that?
Are you paying real money for these things or is it like Animal Crossing?
No, no. Okay. You so through doing things in the game, like little tasks and things like that, you get what are called bells, and bells are like the Animal Crossing currency.
Okay, good. So I just wanted to make sure that you're not going broke from buying KK Calypso. Because I'm like, it's free.
But listen, if I had to pay for it, I would.
You would. You would put down the
money.
I
would. I love that. What else am I doing right now?
Exactly. You know what? That's perfect.
Yeah. Outside from that, been binging a lot of Better Call Saul, and we also watched, which I'm sure you did too, Tiger King.
You know, I have watched a couple episodes of Tiger King. I haven't finished it yet. It is so wild.
It's bonkers.
Very Florida.
Very Florida.
I wouldn't
Super
be surprised.
Florida.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy took some photos over at one of these ranches. Oh, maybe I guess at the wildlife. I guess at Carol Baskin's place. Ugh,
it's bonkers.
Yeah, it is so crazy. Yeah, that's great. You know what I've been watching, which is oddly prescient, is The Last Man on Earth. Did you ever watch The Last Man on Earth?
No, but I've heard great things about it.
I would absolutely recommend that as a binge. It is so funny because Will Forte is just unbelievably funny, and I've never seen a show like it because it just like plays these bits out so long. It's Phil Lord and Chris Miller as well. So it's you know, the Lego Movie guys, they made the show. And
yeah.
It's just like this, it's still so funny and quirky and weird. But the weird thing about it is that it's, you know, there's only a few people left at the end of the world after this virus kills everyone in 2019, I think is what it says. It's like the year, it takes place in the year 2020, the year after the virus.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty intense. It's pretty crazy because it was only made in like 2015. So it's like shocking because there's even some episodes where they joke about, there's a flashback where it only focuses on Kristen Wiig, actually. She's this like side character that you don't even meet. But in the third season, they do this flashback where it's only about her and she's like really rich and this virus starts happening and all these people are, you know, there's this funny gag where she's driving down the street and she sees somebody wearing a face mask and she freaks out. Then she sees somebody with a face mask on their baby and they freak out. And then she sees somebody with a face mask on their dog and she freaks out. And it's like, it's like quote unquote funny, but like watching it now, it's like, oh, this is real. This is 100% real. So it's like really,
this is it.
To me, I like watching, you know, I'm a bit of a glutton for punishment, a bit of a masochist. So it's really funny to me right now because it's very, very topical. Some people might not want to watch it because it's too on the nose, but I think it's perfect.
Oh, I'm going to check it out for sure.
Yeah, check it out. Honestly, it's so good. I highly recommend it. You're going to love it.
Patty, what have you been listening to?
Oh, yes. I also have some Buffett news, by the way. There's a lot of Buffett news, to be honest.
Yes. Let's talk about the... the new song.
Oh, yes. Okay, so there's so many things, but of course there's the new song. We have a new Jimmy Buffett song. It has been released. The album is set for sometime in May.
Yes.
So Life on the Flip Side. It's very, very exciting. But there's a song that was released. It was played on Radio Margaritaville this weekend. And I actually found a full recording of it, Ryan.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I could play it from my shitty computer, or you can play it. It's up to you.
Please play it from your shitty computer.
All right. It's called Down at the La-Ti-Da.
This is my first time hearing
this
it.
This is your first time
I'm
hearing
very
it?
Very excited.
Oh, my God. So somebody posted it. Darlene Smith on the Parrothead official Jimmy Buffett fan club Facebook page posted it. Please don't ask about sharing. It's not an option since the group settings don't allow it, but I'm posting it here for y'all to enjoy. She must have recorded it off of Radio Margaritaville, But yeah, it's that means it's okay for us to play. So I can't believe it. This is the first new Jimmy Buffett song to be released in what? Years and years. 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal. Except for like the Ever Elusive Future and a couple other random songs. So this is Down at the La Ti Da. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Down at the La Ti Da.
Amazing. Amazing. Down at the La Ti Da.
It is so perfect.
That is, it sounds like, again, first time hearing it, but it sounds like Jimmy in his purest form, which is children's music for adults.
It is so joyful. It what's funny to me is that it's, we were kind of talking about this might be his contemplative, like Johnny Cash, like early one morning I hook my head. This is not that one. This is like not the La Ti Da. And then he's got a la 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 la. To me, this is one of his purest attempts at going back to that kind of like sing along song.
Yes,
it's great.
Oh yeah, I like it a lot. Like
it is. So
it's
exciting.
Very catchy. It's the epitome of easy listening. That was the easiest listen I think I've ever done.
It is so easy listening. It's so beachy. It's incredible. And we're going to obviously be talking a lot more about Jimmy Buffett music in the current times. But it almost is like such a standout of like, I'm truly beginning to feel the essence of escapism listening to Jimmy Buffett music in this day and age. Like currently, because I'm stuck in a house, I have understood his music in a way I never have. It is unbelievable. Truly. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff happening with Jimmy Buffett. There's, of course, the Cabin Fever virtual tour that's happening.
Yes.
So he's,
let's talk about that.
Yeah,
this
he's
is exciting.
Airing a bunch of really fun, like, you know, past concerts that you can go watch online, and everyone's been watching them. And they're very fun. There's a full schedule for it, and there's also T-shirts you can buy.
I'm looking at this T-shirt right now, and I really want one.
I think I do, too. It looks like clip art.
It does. It looks great. I'm very excited about it.
There's two different shirts. One of them has some parrots and some arrows pointing in a big circle. I can't quite make out what the arrows are saying. But if you go to jimmybuffett.com, you can buy a Cabin Fever T-shirt. And I highly, highly recommend it. I think I'm going to have to get one as well.
And proceeds go to charity, so that's great.
Yes. Yeah. Proceeds go to charity, which is such a great relief, which they should, because Jimmy's fine.
Yes.
I mean, all Margaritaville restaurants are closed down currently. The tour is postponed. It's a wild time to be a parrot head, but it's a wild time to be human. So I think... That's okay.
True.
But yeah, what are you listening to, Ryan?
So this song, I'm not listening to it a ton, but heard it on, I'm binging Better Call Saul right now, which is a great show. If anybody out there has watched Breaking Bad, watch Better Call Saul. It's very good. But there was a scene in a Cinnabon, and the song playing was Sugartown by Nancy Sinatra, and it was perfect for the scene, and I want to play a little bit of it because it's a good little fun song.
Well, let's give it a listen. I love that. Sugartown by Nancy Sinatra.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in Sugartown.
Ooh, I love this.
I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in Sugartown.
So that's it. It's just like a nice little fun song.
I love that.
I'm digging it.
It has like a 50s vibe. I imagine you and Olivia sitting around in cardigan sweaters. You're reading the newspaper. Olivia's
drinking
cross-stitching
some lukewarm coffee.
You're drinking some lukewarm coffee, and you're just like, yeah, you heard
it. You nailed it. You nailed it. That's every single day over here. That's it.
And it's 4 a.m.
Yeah. I've got a bubble pipe now.
Everyone deserves a bubble pipe. That's an essential item. You can buy it on Amazon. I'll tell you a song that I've been listening to, Ryan. I let you know about a concert happening a couple weeks ago, the Luck Reunion.
Yes.
It was, I think you missed it, right? It was like,
I did.
It just happened. Yeah, but there were some amazing concerts happening. It was this like big reunion concert, I think, that was going to happen, but then they ended up not doing it because everything really started hitting the fan that day. But it was... all sorts of people. Paul Simon, Edie Brickell performed, Nathaniel Rateliff. It was put on by Willie Nelson, so his family played together. Willie and Lucas Nelson and Micah Nelson all performed together. And it was just like Lucius performed, who's amazing, and there's all these different people that were playing from their living rooms. And it was truly incredible. I think it's on Twitch still. You can go find it. I don't know where the link is. But just Google Luck Reunion till further notice. And I highly recommend it. It was amazing because it's also really emotional. Like Nathaniel Rateliff like recommends, you know, he starts singing his songs and then he starts crying because he's like by himself. And he's just like, I hope we make it through. It's like very sweet.
Oh, my God.
But it's very emotional. It kind of caused me to break down because I was like, wow. I mean... Obviously, I snuck into the Hollywood Bowl. Live music, I didn't realize how much it truly means to me until we don't have the chance to see it.
Right.
You know, I was going to go to Coachella. They postponed it to October, but I also don't have a job anymore, so I had to sell my Coachella wristband. I mean, times are hard. I know. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God. You poor thing.
I know. I'm a victim here. But a song that they played that I wanted to play that feels very prescient and wonderful is a Lucas Nelson song, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, Turn Off the News, Build a Garden. Have you heard this song, Ryan?
No, I haven't.
This is the acoustic version that they play, and it is explicit. There is a curse word in there, so you're welcome. But it's called Turn Off the News, Build a Garden. Let me play it on my shitty speakers.
Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the times. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. All these other thoughts have me confused. I don't want to try to understand. Maybe I'll turn off the fucking news.
Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hard. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can see. Hope that they can see.
So yeah, that's the song.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's an incredible song, right?
It's so good.
It's so good. Turn off the news and build a garden. I think it's so incredible. And his version of playing it on the concert is unbelievable, too, because Willie Nelson's in there doing harmonies, and it's just beautiful. Also, Willie Nelson plays On the Road Again, and that had a whole new meaning for me. Every song I listen to has a whole new meaning, but just can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. It's so crazy how... After all of this, like, everything will change.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like, this is a 100% turning point for everybody.
Yeah, we're not going to be the same after this. I mean, it's
no.
It's going to be wild. It's hard to even know what's going to be different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that was great. I love that.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It's on the album Turn Off the News, Build a Garden.
I'm going to check it out. Last I love year. That.
Yeah, he's incredible. I mean, it's cool. He's got that little bit of a Willie vibe because he has the same voice, and then he's just an incredible storyteller and songwriter.
Well, that's great.
I think he's amazing. So, also Willie Nelson at the end of that concert, everyone said, "Stay safe," and then Willie Nelson goes, "Stay sober." I was like, that's uncharacteristic for Willie, but it's probably a good suggestion. I don't think anyone who's gotten drunk in their house during the quarantine has enjoyed it. So everyone's sober.
Moving right along.
Oh yeah,
we are going to today we're going to chat about our top three Jimmy Buffett quarantine songs.
That's right.
So we threw this together at the last minute, as per usual.
Of course, yeah. Surprise! The quarantine has changed nothing. We've had nothing but time to plan this.
No,
and we were late. You were late, Ryan. Yes, we were.
I know.
You know what's funny? Whoa. I was I'm like sitting here in my pajamas still recording this, and I thought, why did I ever get out of my pajamas to record our podcast? I would take showers before I came to your house. Why? Why?
I don't know.
No, it was nice of me to do, I think it's the responsible thing.
Yeah, I was thinking this morning when I was looking at the clock, it's like, I'm going to be late to this recording that I just have to go into my bedroom to do.
So funny.
So funny.
It's great.
So top three quarantine songs. So best Jimmy Buffett songs to listen to in a quarantine. Patty, why don't you go first? What is your number three?
All right. So number three for me, it's pretty, you know, I think we were saying everything is different because of the quarantine, correct? Like, it just feels like every time I listen to a Jimmy Buffett song, it's always about a place or a bar or dating someone or being around. It's very social music. It's about social activities. So there's a little bit of heartache every time I listen to Jimmy Buffett music. The one that I keep thinking about is one of my favorites. But it feels like if I want to go right, you know, hit the nail on the head with like the sentiment of being in a quarantine and letting him speak to me, there's a couple of those, but I think the first one that I'll put at my number three is going to be Incommunicado, because it just works for me. I think we're all incommunicado at this. I think we're all incommunicado currently, and I'm certainly unintelligible. I wish he had a Jimmy Buffett song called Unintelligible, because that would be how I am. But I this one is also about driving around Colorado, which I just experienced, and it's a favorite. So number three is Incommunicado.
Travis McGee's still
That's what old John MacDonald said. My rendezvous so long overdue, with all of the things I've sung and I've read, they still apply to me. They all make sense in time. But now I'm in Communicado, driving by myself down the road with a hole and its songs with no vibrato, taking the long way.
And I'm jumping to the end.
Oh yeah.
We gotta do this. Here we go. Break it down, Jimmy.
Trying to make it, trying to make it, trying to take it home.
I mean, come on.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. I love it. I love it.
It's a contemplative vibe. You got everything you want going on in there. And you got the breakdown. You got the stress release, which is, I think, something that's really important in listening to Jimmy Buffett music and all music right now. You need that cathartic release at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ryan, number three quarantine song for you. Can you imagine we're recording this as an episode?
No, I can't. In my wildest dreams.
When we started this almost 4 years ago.
There is something very comforting to me, though, about just like listening to Jimmy Buffett through my phone, through your shitty computer.
No, and aren't they shitty? Oh my God.
It just sounds really nice.
It is nice. And I just took a photo because I'm holding my phone and my computer up to my microphone. And I'm going to say we have to post that as how we record. So take a photo of how you record, Ryan, because this is insane.
Okay, so for my number three, I went in sort of the opposite direction. I feel like I haven't gone completely crazy yet, but there are definitely, you know, I have my moments where I'm just kind of sitting here in bed. Like, my bed has become sort of like my desk, and I spend a lot of time here now. And I'll just find myself just looking around at my room and just, you know, daydreaming a little bit. So this song, to me, is really resonant right now from our good buddy, Steve Goodman. It's This Hotel Room.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So this is for all of you listeners out there that are just sitting in your own little quarantine, just looking around at what you have in your room, your living room, your kitchen, whatever, and just listing off things in your head. So here we go.
Okay, great.
Here's
I can't wait.
This hotel room.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I ain't home.
They got an air conditioner for when I'm hot, a radiator for when I'm not, two big chairs sitting side by side with a holy Bible and the TV guide.
TV guide, TV guide.
Great God Almighty, it's a TV guide.
Oh, it's comforting to me, especially right now.
It's so nice. It's a great song for this. It's a very, very current vibe.
It just tells me that it's okay if I just want to zone out and just look at things in my room, because you know what? Other people are doing the same thing. That's
exactly
what we got to do right now.
But I want us to do our own this hotel rooms right now. Just
Okay, okay, you go first.
Okay, great. I'm going to sing as well. This whole... hold on. This parents' guest room has a lot of stuff. A desk with a bunch of books, including Stieg Larsson. A bird's nest that I made at zoo school when I was six. A lamp and a mirror and an unpacked suitcase. Great God Almighty, it's an unpacked suitcase. All right, take it away.
Okay. This here bedroom's got a lot of stuff. It's got some comic books, but not enough. I see a stuffed animal on the couch, and there's a elephant thing that's hanging out of the wall that holds a bag. A jewelry hanger on the wall. It's not too short. It's not too tall. A mirrored closet in the side of the room next to a Beatles poster. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
A Beatles poster. Da 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 da. That's should do that every week.
We absolutely are going to do that every week. And if you guys want to do that, I want you to join in. It's called the This Hotel Room Challenge. Feel free to do it whenever you like.
Yes.
Send it to us. Please send us the This Hotel Room Challenge. We'd love to hear your version.
Oh, that was fun.
That's my favorite thing. That's the most fun I've had since I've been self-quarantined. What a blast.
Patty, your number two quarantine song. What do you got?
Number two. You know, I'm still going contemplative. The music I've been listening to has been leaning very, very contemplative. So yeah. I'm still kind of thinking about, you know, where we are, what's been going on in our lives, and where else we want to be. And speaking of contemplative, I, of course, have to pick a song from my favorite movie of all time, Hoot.
Yes.
And, of course, that song is going to be Wondering Where the Lions Are.
Ooh, good choice.
So let's give it a listen.
Sunset, looks okay. The world survives into another day. And I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. I had another dream about the lions at the door. They weren't half as frightened as they were before. But I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. Walls, windows, trees, waves coming through. Together in eternity, some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me, and I'm wondering where the line.
Oh, sorry. I'm supposed to I'm supposed to fade out, but I was just kind of into it. I don't do the fading out usually, Ryan. It's a skill. I never appreciated it until I had to do it.
I love it. I love it. That's a great choice.
Oh,
that's
man.
A great choice.
It's such
a song we don't hear that often.
We don't hear that often, and it feels very real for me. You know, just kind of. It's to me, it's the ramifications of like what's happening to everything in the world. Like if you really sit down and you're like, I'm wondering where the lions are. I think I don't, you know, I'm not worried that lions are going to get coronavirus, but it is that thing of like the global world. What's everyone doing right now? Are they all doing what we're doing? Where are people unsafe? What can we do to help? Like, the scale of this is unimaginable.
I know. And it's immeasurable. I know.
So it's
shocking.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So that's number two for me. Ryan, what's number two for you?
Number two for me, I'm going back to some sentimental stuff. I realized while I was putting this little list together how many songs Jimmy has that are kind of about like isolation and just sort of being with yourself and being okay with that.
Yeah.
And this song is always up there for me. One of my favorites by far from Fruitcakes. This is Lone Palm.
Oh, I love that.
My garden is filled with papayas and mangoes. My life is a mixture of reggae's and tangles. Chase for the good life, I can't live it no other way. While out on the beach there are two empty chairs that say more than the people who ever sit there. From under my lone palm I can look out on the day where no bird flies by my window, no ship is tied to my tree. Love is a way building to a crescendo. Ride if you will, ride it with me.
It's just comforting.
It's really great. Man.
Yeah, it's just a nice, comforting, sweet song.
It's quite a strategy to be comforted on being alone right now.
Yes, yeah.
That's what a way of thinking. Is. To embrace the now and be like, it's actually nice to have some solitary moments.
I think this
mini is a little much. I think we're a little bit full on the buffet of isolation right now. But that's okay. You know, I'm coming back for seconds because I paid the injury fee.
It sounds like a Buffett album, Buffet of Isolation.
The Buffet of Isolation. That's his last album when he's 90 years old, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, what happened to him? Is he okay?" Man, oh man, that's a good one.
Oh buddy,
no birds fly by my window.
Patty, your number one quarantine song.
My number one. Okay, so this was difficult because I actually. I just thought of one, so it's between two, but I think I'm going to stick with one, and maybe we'll do an honorable mention if you don't pick the other one that I picked.
Okay, perfect.
But sometimes I currently listen to a lot of music, but I've been falling into a lot of music that maybe lends more to the imagination. So sometimes I think when words fail us, we gotta just lean into the full crazy and listen to the beautiful melodies. So my number one quarantine song is Banana Wind from Banana Wind.
Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
It's just like perfectly sweet and like a nice breather. When you're watching so much news, you're talking to so many people on the phone. It's just a nice palate cleanser. And I think the biggest thing a lot of us need right now is a bit of a palate cleanser.
Absolutely.
So here is Banana Wind.
Meet you at the end.
Oh, that's prescient too. Just me reading articles about thousands of cases.
This is KK Calypso.
This is KK Calypso.
Thank you.
go.
It's, oh man, that's perfect. That's what I needed right now.
It is. It's a nice little breath of fresh air, literally fresh air in a song.
It's like listening to fresh air.
It is, and not.
With Terry Gross.
No. That's what you hear when you listen to Terry Gross, a hard-hitting journalist.
That was wonderful. I love that.
Yes, thank you. And so, Ryan, number one quarantine song for you. What do you think?
So this was a bit of an audible for me that I just called, but you know, I've always loved the like Jimmy has this thing where, you know, he has a lot of songs about just sort of living it up at the end of the world,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
And you know, without dipping my toe too much into that metaphor,
of course.
I think that right now the song Apocalypso is really, really prominent about just, you know, just wanting to dance even though it's everything is crazy and everything's kind of gone to shit, but knowing that everything's going to kind of be okay. You know, just giving yourself some time, kind of like Banana Wind, some time just to breathe and let it all out and let yourself be a person for just a little bit.
Amen to that. That was the other one I was going to pick.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I'm so happy you picked it. Yeah. That's
amazing.
The perfect song.
So,
I think it's incredible.
Apocalypso. Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
They say this universe is bound to blow, but I say we crank up the Calypso.
It's perfect.
It's
There's
amazing.
Nothing wrong with that song. It's so
we'll
good.
Be dancing when we go.
We'll be dancing when we go. That's it, baby.
It is. I mean, yeah, it's hard not to feel like this is the most apocalyptic thing we've lived through for sure. I mean, this
Absolutely.
Has stopped our way of living. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And the grocery stores are scarce in a very real way, even mm-hmm. though they shouldn't be because people are panicking. It's crazy. We're going to be talking a lot about this time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's totally nuts.
Yeah, but that's a great song. I absolutely love that one too.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So those are our quarantine songs. If anybody out there has their own quarantine songs that they would like to submit, please email us or tweet at us. We are all ears and
yes.
literally have nothing but time.
Please, ParrotheadPod on Twitter, ParrotheadPodcast@gmail.com. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your this hotel room challenge. We want to hear about what you're sitting in right now. We would
yes.
love that. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. This was fun, though, Ryan. I had a really nice time.
I did, too. Yeah, we're going to do these for, you know, the foreseeable future. It's going to be a bit of a learning curve,
yes.
For both of us, but we're going to make it happen, and you know we'll be back next week with another episode. But you know if there are any specific episodes that you guys want to hear while we're all kind of tucked away, any topics you want to talk about, let us know.
Please
you know
let
we're
us know.
We're into that. Well, until next time, I am Mayfair Marleybone.
I'm St. Charles, Tennessee. Have a great week. Bye bye. And you know what? Meet you at the end. That's going to be the new
meet
thing.
You at
I
the
say.
End. Meet you at the end.
Meet you at the end. Meet you at the end. There we go. Breathe in, breathe out, move on, baby.
I bought a cheap watch from the crazy man floating down canal. It doesn't use numbers or moving hands. It always just says now. Now you may be thinking that I was half, but this watch is never long. And if I have trouble, the warranty said, breathe in, breathe out, move on. And if
This is Patrick.
And this is Mark, co-host of Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're your home for all things Nintendo.
On Tuesday, we're talking about the latest Nintendo news.
And on Thursday, we're doing deep dives into specific corners of the Nintendo universe.
Ranking the Koopa Kids.
Determining who the best Smash Fighter is.
That's Nintendo Cartridge Society on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.